Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your baby wearing couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is August 11th, 2014.
And this is episode 164.
Episode
164. All right. I got it right. This is Jay and Renee, along with Zoe and Maya.
Yep, they're here for their first first external Valentine cast.
Yeah.
They were here for my other ones, but just not external.
Yeah, and I was not able to carry one of them at the time. And If you're watching this live, you will see that we have these beautiful girls strapped to our chest.
So this is how it's going to be every time we have the podcast from now on, pretty much. So,
yeah.
We can't guarantee you it will be a baby noise-free podcast from here on out. So if you don't like baby noises, you might not like Valentine Cast anymore.
Yeah. Sucks to be you. Nah. Like Renee said, it is August 11th, and it's been...
A month and two days.
Wait a minute. So we went in
a month and 4 days.
A month and 4 days. So almost 6 weeks since we've done the show. I think our last show was the 7th of July. That was the last time we did the show. So, and since then, we have had babies. If you guys had not been following us on Twitter or on Facebook, and you just get this via the feed, we want to apologize. We've been a little busy.
So yeah. I don't want any judgment about pod fading or whatnot, because you know some things are just more important.
Yep. So I just want to say what's going on to the chat room.
Hey, chat room.
What's up, everybody? And the folks at Alpha Geek Radio. Let's listen to us, the live streaming. So who do we have with us today?
We have Aaron is in the house. Hi, Aaron. Diddy is here. And N is here. If Diddy is here, I wonder if Udell is here somewhere. Hendo.
Of course.
Is here. JB Hanna is still here.
I know. He's
That's
awesome.
That's so awesome. Tondagosa is here. And Willie from the
show
is here. I remembered.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So, man, I guess we're going, because we haven't done it in a long time.
We haven't.
I guess we'll go ahead and just jump right into a weekend time six wrap up.
Yeah. Everything's going to be the wrap up.
Yep.
We're going to talk about everything. It's going to be all mixed up.
Yep.
So deal with it.
And wrap up!
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, yes, sir. That's exactly how we say it. Mr. Hendo Calrissian. We finally saw a picture of Mr. Hendo.
We did see Hendo.
He had some amazing, his hair was just amazing.
His hair was like a character of its own.
It was like a Pantene commercial. And it was just like flowing. You know what I'm saying? Looking great. He was hanging with April Ness,
mm-hmm.
Who hopefully in her trek across the country will be seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And depending when she's here, maybe we could have her on the show.
Hopefully. That would be pretty cool.
Never know. You never know. Hopefully she'll be able to swing by. The show today is going to be kind of broad. I'm going to kind of catch you all up with what the Valentines have been up to for the past month or so. And, just really catch everybody
up.
So what happened?
One of those shows with no structure.
So what happened after the show on the 7th? So we had the show on the 7th.
It's a Monday. And then Tuesday, I had an appointment.
We had a doctor's appointment.
And my blood pressure was high, protein in my urine, sent me to the hospital for another 24-hour observation. The next morning, they didn't even finish the observation, and my OB said, you know what, I don't like your BPs and how they are, so we're going to have the babies today.
Yep.
Surprise, babies are coming today.
Yep. So this was Wednesday morning.
That was Wednesday morning.
So we got in Wednesday morning. Renee started the Pitocin, and then...
Got the epidural. Water broke. And then, I had this all in my birth story on my blog.
And then at 9:26, bam, you know, Renee, you know, Zoe
came out.
Came out.
After 16 minutes of pushing?
Yeah, after 16 minutes of pushing, Renee did amazing. And then 6 minutes later, Maya came out.
Yep.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Done and done.
They just had some issues with staying warm, but that was taken care of. Maya, she does have a little heart murmur that they checked before we could leave on Saturday. And we had a follow-up. Not this last Monday, but Monday this past, not today, but last Monday, we had a follow up with the cardiologist for Maya, and he said that the PDA, I can't think of the actual name of it, but the extra vein or artery that they
artery
that they have as a kid is when they're in the womb and it's supposed to close up. He said that it is getting smaller. And he's not too worried. So we go back in October to check them out. Get Maya checked out. They've been gaining weight. When they were born, Zoe was 5'13". How'd I forget?
I don't know, because you're always the one who remembers.
I know. 5'13", and Maya was 5'4".
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had their checkup today. Zoe... It's 7'10", mm-hmm. and Maya is 7'4", right?
Yeah.
Yep, 7'4".
So they're a little closer to each other.
Yep, and their official due date was August 7th, so...
That was four days ago.
That was 4 days ago, and they, you know, their month, they were a month old on August 9th. So, how has sleep been?
Sleep is different, so different now. So, we are on a 2 to 3 hour schedule for feeding them. So we try to get the last feed in around 10 to 11:30,
mm-hmm.
and then we go to bed, and then we wake up about 3 hours later, have another hour 15-minute feed, and then down for about 2 hours, and then back up again.
Yeah.
And so we get about 4 hours a night. I get to have a nap. Jay does not get to have a nap. He is back to work, y'all.
Yep.
He works from home, but so it's a little different.
Yeah, so one of the things that we just recently got, which you're seeing us wear right now, are these Meitei carriers. And Renee and I had a conversation before about baby wearing, and I think when we had a conversation initially, I was thinking that it was the whole, what's it called, the whole what's that parenting methodology?
Attached
parenting, where you do the co-sleeping. It's like the baby's with you 24/7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I thought you were kind of hitting that when we were kind of talking about it and stuff like that. And I was kind of like, I don't know, babe, about, you know, doing all that.
I was just like a baby carrier. That's all I was thinking about at the time.
Right, right. And so we got the baby carriers, picked them up today, and they're amazing. It's awesome. It frees us up to do other stuff. And then... Also, I read that having them like this is also the equivalent of them having tummy time, you know, and it kind of helps them build up their core. Like when I bend over to get something and I'm using my core to get something off the floor, you know, they are, you know, working their bodies as well to, you know, that whole reaction of, I'm going back. Let me tense up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it kind of helps him out a little bit. So I'm curious to see how this goes. I wore Brianna maybe once with a carrier.
Okay.
And it was a horrible experience because
why? She didn't
the
like
carrier,
it?
The, well, one, that was before we didn't have like a wrap like this, mm-hmm. and it was a too small carrier.
Okay, for her.
And it was very complicated, straps everywhere, and it was like, okay, you know, I put this strap on, then I put her in this thing, and I click it, you know, click it in, and it was just, and hook it in to make sure everything's okay. It was just funky. It was real funky. Yeah, you know.
But you like this better.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I get to tie it in and you know, it looks cool. You know. I get to kiss her, I get to kiss her on her little forehead and everything. So I mean it is kinda nice. It is kinda nice and it's nice.
So much stuff has happened.
Yep.
Even though our lives have been consumed by babies, a lot of good stuff has happened. We've had a visitor.
Yep.
Came to stay with us. Our good friend Jason from the Go Mad Show. He planned to come through, so we expected him to come Friday. He came Friday.
Saturday.
Yep,
Saturday.
But not only did he come, freaking Rob was with him. Yeah. We were like, what?
Yeah, so both the guys that we do the show with on Go Mad showed up on Saturday, and then they were like, well, we have something that we need to unload. And that we were like, what are you talking about? And so they come in pulling in this huge rectangular object, and they uncovered it, and it was a toy box that we had talked about on the Go Mad show, where we said, wouldn't it be cool if there was a loot chest from Borderlands that was a toy box for your kids? And when you opened it, it would do the, you know, that noise, and the lights would change and all this other stuff. And we were just, you know, shooting the breeze and said, I would totally buy that. You know what I'm saying? And Jason and Rob said, you know what? That's going to be the gift that we give Renee and Jay. And Rob went into AutoCAD and designed this toy chest with working lights that locks and has a nightlight mode.
I know.
And it is so amazing. It is so amazing. And it was just kind of nuts. It was just, we were shocked and blown away. I think I said in the Tadpoo today, I can't wait until the girls grow out of it.
Yeah.
So that I can claim it for myself.
But what do they keep it into their teenage years?
I know,
and
man.
And they take it with them to college.
There's a little part of me. There's a little selfish part of me that hopes that maybe they won't like Borderlands like we like Borderlands. And I get to claim it and be like, give it here. Just let me have it, you know. But yeah. I mean, I think I had meant to jump into this before
what?
We started talking about everything.
Okay.
But you know what? Let's just keep the mood going right now. You know, we can talk about.
Okay. I see. What
we can probably talk about it a little bit later.
Well, we can talk about it and get out of the way, and then the rest of the
okay.
She'll be happy.
All
so,
right. So
sad news.
So
beep, beep, just beep, broke
beep,
about.
Beep, 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 beep. So some
20 minutes ago.
About 20 minutes ago, it hit the media that Robin Williams was found dead. Actor, comedian,
right.
Was found dead in his home at the age of 63. speculation. There's been some speculations, but nothing solid right now. So.
Right, right. And he had been battling depression. The mm-hmm. This is actually from his representative from a statement. He had been battling depression lately. So, yeah, it's pretty sad, and speculation is that he killed himself, and
right.
So our thoughts go out to his friends and family, and I've always loved him
right.
as an actor and comedian.
Yep.
He was one that could instantly make me laugh.
Yeah.
I just loved his type of comedy. Mrs. Doubtfire, freaking amazing.
Mork and Mindy.
Popeye,
yep.
Which I loved.
Yep.
So that's really sad, and the world has lost a great
Yeah.
Actor.
Yep. So, all right. So, getting back into what's going on with us, you know, just kind of, we want to acknowledge that because, I mean, I think a lot of us admire Mr. Williams himself, mm-hmm. you know, and he was a great guy and everything. So, you know, thoughts and love go to out their family and everybody else. And to, you know, we talked about this before, all the other people, you know, that we may know that have, may have had a loss in their family and stuff like that. Our thoughts can go out to you because Josh Mayhew is actually on his way.
His grandfather.
His grandfather passed away. So our thoughts go out to them as well. So no doubt, you know, no doubt thinking about everyone.
And also from the baby standpoint, we've had so much support.
Yeah.
From our community, family, and friends.
Yeah.
So much support and love and the outpouring of just words and gifts and just so much support. And I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you.
Yeah.
You all have made it so much easier.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thanks, y'all. You're amazing.
And then one thing that we also did this past week on Friday, we had Mom keep the girls. And we got to go eat with Aaron and Teddy. Aaron is from the Black Astronauts podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Teddy from the Family Podcast. And I can't remember the name of his other podcast. Sorry, Teddy. You're going to kick my ass for not remembering.
I know it's his Family Podcast.
Yeah, I know it's the Family Podcast. And then there's one more. And, well, he hasn't released the release. It's actually pre-released. So I think I'm good. So we went to go eat out, eat with those guys because, one, Aaron is moving from Louisville. Boo.
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 On you, Aaron. Boo.
Boo. Boo. Boo. Boo.
Surprised Zoe didn't jump. You know how she is about noises.
So boo on you, Aaron.
Boo on you.
But nah, good luck to him and his family as they move further up north. I'm going to miss you. I wish we had gotten to hang out a lot more, but you know,
maybe sometime in the future.
Yeah, maybe sometime in the future. We'll see. And then the other we just want to celebrate, you know, the kids. Teddy, he missed out on because he wasn't on Facebook.
Right.
He missed out on the baby shower, and that was. He wanted to do something nice.
Yeah, so
and
awesome.
I'm just going to let you know, this ATC Sigma, we're going to have to mute him. He's just talking really bad about Aaron. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know this Aaron right now. So.
Oh, that's Aaron?
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron.
he born himself. So, yeah, we're going to miss those guys.
How come he has a new name?
I don't know.
Oh, it must not have worked.
Maybe he can tell you why.
Why you have a new name?
So another thing that we did was we had did a photo shoot. So we picked up a camera. So it's kind of technology. So this is going to be just a smorgasbord.
Yeah, this is so not in order. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
And so we did. Like I said, we had. I went and got a camera. Because we want to do a photo shoot, because we're like, we wanted to catch a lot of, you know, what the kids are doing and everything else. And I wanted to, you know, share with you guys some of the pictures that we took. And I wish there was a way to do this easily so that.
Oh, to show?
Yep, to show.
Yeah, not so easy, is it?
So let me go here. And, you know, because since, you know, we had the live folks here, and I'm actually going to be sharing some of this. I think I'm good to share some of these photos. So let me pull this up here. And, okay, so that's there. This is live stuff here, guys. And so what I'm going to do, I am going to, let me switch to scene 5, I think. Nope. That's us playing. Oh, here we go.
We're doing it live, folks. We're doing it live.
Yep. So let me take off Diablo here, and then let me add program. Can I add game? No. Add screen region. How we go? How about this? Boom. Let's do this real quick. Let me move this. Can I move this? Yep. Here we go. I'm telling you, we're doing this live. This is good stuff.
Yeah, we are doing this live.
So,
oh my gosh.
So you guys can see this.
We play games. Oh my gosh, we gotta talk about the games we play.
So you guys, I guess everybody can see this. So this is my little ghetto photo shoot that I did with you guys can go out here on YouTube if the listeners that are listening on your iPod, I mean, I suggest you go out on youtube.com/valentinecast and go to about 20 minutes in, and then you'll be able to see some of these pictures that will be up on the we'll be putting out pretty soon. So I'm gonna go ahead and go through these real quick, show some of the folks that some of the crazy work that I not crazy but some of the work that I did. So here we go. We have Zoe, of course, you know, and then of course we have Zoe wearing some hats that were made. So
yeah, we can talk about all this stuff.
He cam made and his wife sent us Jane hats for the girls.
Yeah, little mini Jane hats, adorable.
Yeah, they were adorable, and you know, a lot of thank yous to him for that. Because Renee and I have Jane hats also, so
we could take a little family Jane picture.
Look out for, like Renee said, a family Jane picture. And then Geek Girl from the Frog Pants, mm-hmm. Tadpool, she made us a giraffe and a monkey hat.
Yep.
You know, and so we did that. And then Tidra from the Control Alt Wild podcast, she made two blankets for the girls that we love and use.
Yep.
And
we
also
definitely use those. Yeah.
And then also HeCam, they sent what's the ball called?
Baby ball. He just called it a baby ball.
It's like a baby ball. It's like a soft ball that, you know, that they can hold on to and play with as babies. And it's really pretty. It is really pretty. And then, you know,
so pretty.
Yeah. So the camera I got was a SX510, a Canon SX510, and it really is a pretty nice phone, not phone, but camera. The only thing that I wish is that it was a DSLR. I also took some pictures of Renee. When she was, you know, feeding the girls,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of people absolutely love those, especially the one where it's almost dark and it's just the light, the whole silhouette of you.
Yeah, that was just, that one was lovely, and I have it actually as my, picture on my Facebook, so yep. It's pretty awesome.
And then you got my big old self feeding the babies. You know, and holding them and everything else. So yeah, it's been fun.
It's been crazy fun.
It's been fun having a camera, to catch these moments, and everything else. And I'm trying to, you know, some of those pictures, a lot of people haven't seen,
mm-hmm.
Because they were not, I haven't put them out yet. I had, you know, Alachia and some other folks helping me to edit them and stuff like that, and got them edited down. And so here are some of the results here of the edit down stuff that we did, you know. So
Jay is loving it. His new photographer status.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, I am looking to try to find some kind of DSLR.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you know, when funds happen and things clear up, you know, it'll be real nice to be able to get a camera like that. And hopefully I can find someone that will let us borrow, maybe borrow it. I can also rent them from Murphy cameras as well. So,
oh really?
Yeah. So if I
Jay
can do,
will do his research, y'all. Let me tell you.
So I can rent a DSLR for Murphy cameras. If I get it on Friday after 2, the rate is 1.5. The rate, and I have to have it back by Monday. So, yeah,
that's cool. So you can kind of shop around that way.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, it'd be nice if there was some folks here that I could borrow a camera from. Would be really nice. But yeah. And then also, on a whim with me working home all the time now, I wanted to ensure that I start listening to podcasts more. I bought myself an iPod Nano.
He did.
I bought an iPod Nano to, you know, to do my podcast, you know, not do my podcast, but to listen to my podcast and stuff like that. And I have to say that it's not turning on.
He broke it already.
Did I break it already?
And said, do you know how to use the SLR? And said,
I have a book that I've been reading, and I have friends that have been schooling me. Alachia, Strumpet. I'm not sure if you guys heard of the guy named Tony Northrup. Northrup. Look him up. He has an excellent, excellent digital photography book that is amazing because it has video. It's for everyone from beginners to the end.
Okay.
From beginners to advanced. And, you know, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about ISO. What does ISO do? Mm-hmm. Aperture, shutter speed, all that stuff. You know, that's the stuff I've been learning in, and it's been amazing. And I really, talking with Alachia, she was helping me with some of the shots. She was like, you want to get the lighting right? And everything else, you know. So it's a trial and error. I haven't done anything outside of doing portraits with the girls, except for candid shots that we do around here in the house. I do at some point want to go walking, and I like to try to take some pictures and see what the SX510 can actually do.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of people that are willing to help me learn. And I'm actually a learner by doing and not a learner by reading all
that's
of
that's just you.
I'm a hands-on learner. But this book is amazing because it has links in the book. When you click them, it goes straight to the video. Tony Northrup keeps the books. He keeps it up to date. Like, there are updates that get pushed out regularly.
Nice.
So it's not like we have to buy a new version of the book or a second edition. There's only one edition. This is a living edition, you could say. So what was I going to say? I think that's it for that.
I want you to talk about Rogue Legacy.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about some games and stuff like that while we've been on the air. Well, not on the air, but we've been recording 30 minutes.
Okay.
Since the kids have been born, or a lot of stuff that I've been playing, I've been playing a lot of games on my Vita. Lately, the past week or two, I've been playing a crap ton of Rogue Legacy. Scott talked about this a lot. This was Scott's Game of the Year back in 2012, I believe, or 2013. I've had Rogue Legacy before on my PC. I didn't play it as much, but since I got it on the Vita, I have been playing the living hell out of it.
He has been.
So this is my game, my quick game that's addictive. It's like crack. I've been playing it, and I've been absolutely enjoying it. My character is level 63 or 64 or something mm-hmm. like that, but I've yet to beat the boss in the castle. You know, because I've been more so been trying to collect enough money to get my other traits and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The awesome part about it being on the Vita is that it was a cross buy, so I get to play it on the PS3 and the PS4. That is one of the things that I love about the PS, the Sony ecosystem. You know, I love it when it's a cross buy that I can play it on any of my devices, and it has the cross save feature. So I go boot up my PS4, I want to play on the big screen, it pulls over my save from my Vita, boom, start like from where I never left off, and vice versa. I did play in the Destiny beta. I enjoyed it. I am thinking about buying it. I'm not sure. I'm a little worried that I won't have any folks to play with it.
Yeah.
On the
I can see that.
On the on Sony's network. I know Jason and Rob, they're getting it, and they're getting it for the Xbox One.
So, you got some people to play with.
That's the Xbox One. And I'll admit, and I'll be straight up, I have thought about buying an Xbox One.
Oh. Boom.
Oh.
How unexpected was that, y'all?
Go ahead. You can keep talking.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. But, so he's been playing a little of that. I played a little bit of more of Child of Light, realized my mistake, and it's more fun, so that's good.
Yep. And was I playing Child of Light before we left? Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I was.
And so, I haven't been playing a lot of games. Just kind of, I'm enjoying Jay playing his. That's for sure.
Right.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And Ann was right. She's like, Zoe must not like the Xbox, because as soon as I said it, she went off.
So. Yeah, she didn't like the word Xbox.
So she's like, Daddy, no, don't bring that. Don't bring that abomination in the house.
Don't you bring an Xbox One in this house?
That's pretty much what I've been playing. I've been playing it so much that I haven't even kept up on Simpsons, I have to admit.
I gotta log into my Simpsons today.
Yeah.
I do it every now and then, but I want to say hi to some latecomers. Jimmy Marbles came in.
Hey, Jimmy.
Teddy came in.
Hey, Teddy.
And Aaron came in again, actually flock of playing.
Oh, cool. So we can probably run through and do some birthdays this week.
Oh, yeah. So if we missed your birthday this past month, know what? I can.
If you had a birthday this past month, we want to say happy birthday.
You know what? I wonder if I can just do birthdays really quick. Let's see.
Yeah, I can pull it up real quick.
I have it right here. Starting from July, we did that week for the 7th. Jocelyn's birthday, Jocelyn Moffat's birthday was on the 14th of July.
Right.
Happy birthday. Amy Frost's birthday was on the 15th of July.
Okay.
David Michael's birthday, Sales Geek, was on the 16th of July. Scott Johnson's birthday was on the 17th of July.
It was.
Yep. Kathy, your coworker's birthday, on the 17th of July.
Yep.
John May's birthday was on the 18th of July. Two of my sister's birthdays was on the 20th of July. That's Kim and Danielle. And Udella's birthday.
Yeah, we missed Udella's birthday.
On the 20th. I know, we could have sang to her. Crap. Can we? I guess we could sing to
her. Oh, and Rachel Carter's birthday was on the 11th.
Okay, yeah, we're going to do that. Josh Zachariah's birthday was on the 20th. My older sister's birthday was on the 21st of July.
On the 22nd, we have Sarah Underwood. Underwood Rango, her birthday. In My Own Dreams, her birthday was then. And then we also have Kendra's birthday, who's on the 23rd. And we have... Damn it, you guys, quit. You hear me? I'm Facebook looking, and y'all messaging me. Aaron, Teddy, calling y'all out. And then we also have...
This is awesome. About a billion birthdays. I didn't know we had so many.
Diddy's birthday was on the 24th, who we missed as well.
Yeah.
So Diddy and Udella, we're sorry. So sorry.
I know.
And then we also had, let's see, we had Garage's birthday on the 27th, as well as Mashup Man on the 30th.
Yep.
We had Sarah's, Hando, I'm going to kick your ass. Everybody said, you know what?
Everybody just starts sending you Facebook messages. Yeah, everybody, you're looking at it.
Damn it. Where is it?
I know we have to do a singing.
There you go.
Because Diddy is here, so we'll sing to you at the end.
All right, and then I hate y'all so much.
Brian Ibbitt's birthday was on Saturday the 2nd.
Thanks. Go ahead.
And Matt Anderson's birthday was on August the 3rd.
Yep.
Jason, who just visited us, was August the 4th.
Our niece's Jasmine's birthday was on the 4th.
Uh-huh. And Ralphie's birthday was on the 4th of August, as well as Rob Tapscott's birthday. Mm-hmm.
CJ's birthday was on the 6th, as well as Christy Bates. And my Uncle Roger Pilsen, as well as our good friend Cole Gibson. And then on the 7th, we had Danny's birthday, who I work with, as well as, I forgot her name. Lita. Lita's birthday was on the 7th.
Yep.
Right.
And so now we're to this week. Oh, no, wait. Cliff Haddock's birthday was on the 10th.
Yep.
Boom. Now we're to this week. Take that raw cut up. Okay. Dorina Clark's birthday is on the 13th.
You know who it is, right? Juno.
Juno, yes. Yeah.
And then we have
Jason's wife.
Probably should have said Juno. Jason's wife's birthday is on the 13th as well.
Mm-hmm.
On the 14th,
we have Cashel's birthday. Woo! Yep.
And then on the 15th, we have Heather's birthday. Ted Simi's wife.
Yep.
And
McCalla. And on the
17th. So awesome. Love you guys.
I know. And on the 17th, last day, Geraldine Martin.
And
Daryl Skills, the trick nerd. Woo!
Well, cool. All right, now I can close Facebook.
Wow, that's a lot of birthdays we just went through. And so since Diddy and Udella are here, okay, we're going to end the show with the happy birthday song. Because I want to sing happy birthday since you all did miss it. So,
all right, so here's the happy birthday for you guys. Sorry we missed it, but we're going to get it here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Diddy and Udella.
Diddy and Udella.
McCalla. Brian Ibbitt. Jocelyn.
Everybody
else.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
So, if you guys have any tips for me on this whole DSLR thing, if you know anybody selling one for really cheap, let me know. I'll buy a second hand as long as it's working. It's been awesome. Sorry we're having to cut the show a little short, but we wanted to come in and talk to you guys and say that we love you. We've missed you. And we wanted to see how you're all doing. So send us an email, if you would. You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. You can also see quite a few updates over at Renee's blog at valentinemom.com. I have valentinedad.com, and I'm trying to get it fixed. Something's broke on it right now.
How did it break?
I think I screwed up on something.
I'm trying to update a whole bunch of stuff on Valentine Mom, so I'm trying to keep that updated.
You can find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, update pictures of, you know, kiddos and everything else. You can also follow the podcast here at ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. I need to do a better job about updating that and doing stuff there. But if you want to call us, you can do so. That number is 415-758-2278. That's 415-75-VCAST. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. My Twitter feed is TheCowboy. That's TheCowboy. And Renee's Twitter feed is TheIceFlow. Man. It was almost uneventful, almost.
Look at you doing all the contact information because I wasn't paying attention.
That's fine. I wasn't going to do that to you. I looked over it, but you were manning the chat room.
I was.
So I had your back, girl. This whole twin thing, we conquering stuff. we conquering stuff.
So we can't promise that we'll be here every Monday or that we'll be here on time every Monday. But we'll do what we can.
Yep. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll let you know there. I want to say we're going to do it next week, but then I also want to say it may be not next week, but the week after. You know, kind of trying to ease back into this thing.
Right. So you know, we may take a quick break next time.
We'll see how everything goes. But yeah, you all keep talking to us on Facebook, Twitter. You know, a lot of you all, we've kept in contact with via that, those streamlines of communication. That's been amazing. And so that's made me feel less guilty about not having the show. But love you guys. Chat room, thanks for being here. I really need to figure out why you guys crash so much.
Yeah, some people do, some people don't.
On Valentine Cast Live. Because I think most of the people that don't, they're actually using the IRC client, and the other folks are using the web client. So I think it's the web client and the stream button heads. So Diddy, N, Hando, Aaron, Teddy, Willie, Jimmy, Punk Gopher. Oh, Punk Gopher. Guess what? We're going to be here for Thanksgiving. So just letting you know, we're going to be here. And I think we're going to be by ourselves, actually, because the rest of the family's going down to South Carolina.
Yep.
So
we're going to have a nice Thanksgiving here.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So
the girls' first Thanksgiving.
Yep. So we love you guys, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Maya and Zoe like the
boops.